Blog Talk Radio.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
And now, your 2011 Lone Star Mustang.
On the last episode of the Lone Star Mustangs women's football show.
No disrespect, but that's what losers do. And I do not associate with losers. Okay. Coach Mike Ellington and the rest of the coaching staff will readjust their game plan. You know, watch game film. And they're on top of it. Your next team that the Lone Star Mustangs are playing is the Tulsa Eagles. That's taking place up in Oklahoma on May 7th. And I'm going to kind of feel sorry for those Eagles. I figure a team like the Lone Star Mustangs, once they come into the stadium and take the field, that they have a lot of making up to do. You know when you ever get mad at your significant other, how you generally take it out on other people? That's what I believe is going to happen with the Tulsa Eagles game up there in Oklahoma. Mustangs are going to go up there. They're going to twist and tweak what they were doing. And they're going to put forth the effort. And I already know that they're going to win that game. In 3, 2, thank you guys for tuning in to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I am your host, Clifton Shackelford. In studio with us is our very own Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs at PushGapRadio.com. Fresh off of Mother's Day, it's Jackie O. What's the business?
Hey, I can't believe I'm actually on a sports show.
Already, we let you in sometime.
I'm excited.
The sports czar in the internet world. For the Lone Star Mustang, it's our very own Mac Man, Jay Mac. What's up?
You know what? It's been a long time since I've done this, but y'all know what to do.
Chut! That's what I am. So before we get into the Dallas Mavericks, how was Mother's Day, Jay?
Mother's Day was great. I had a good time. Actually, I'm still recuperating. I can't believe I was so worn out. I had 6 of my grandchildren and 2 of my children with me and my mom. So
wow.
It was a very good day.
Mac Man, how was your Mother's Day?
It was one of those deals where everybody just kind of chilled.
My
deuce was chilled and I was chilling. We just chilled.
Well, my mom's in Gary, Indiana. I gave her a call, and I hope each and every one of you had a happy Mother's Day. I don't even know why I let you burn out on the air with me today. We do another show that we put on hiatus until we get done with the Mustangs, but your Dallas Mavericks. We'll talk about Jackie's buddy, good snitching-ass Kobe Bryant, in a moment.
Hey, lay out Kobe.
But to get you caught up real quick, the Lone Star Mustangs beat the Tulsa Eagles 40-0. Now, we got the interview coming up later on with Coach Mike Ellington, who's going to break us down. It was more, and we're going to delve into that later as well. But congratulations on that win. But, Mac Man, also another big win was your Dallas Mavericks.
Boy, let me tell you, them Dallas Mavericks is meaning business up in this piece.
That's right.
Now, of course, if you don't know what's going to be popping off, they're going to be selling tickets this week, or actually Wednesday.
Right.
They're going to be selling tickets. So for the playoff tickets, in fact, I just got a phone call from the Mavs folks saying, you know, we selling tickets. But you talking about setting records? The Dallas Mavericks set a halftime record, a franchise record,
the 3-point record.
Dallas on a mission.
Boy,
yeah, they are.
I'm telling you, you talking about when a team is down, you got to make sure they stay down. They broke a record for a franchise record for most points, most 3-pointers in a half.
Right.
Then they turn around and Jet Terry tied for
Jet
most 3
driving.
Points in a playoff game.
Right.
Then they turn around. And, I mean, they turn around and was setting. So I mean, between Terry and Peja,
right,
Stojakovic.
They was just raining
it's
them from
like
there.
I mean, they were playing scored, middle school boys.
I'm telling you, I mean, they scored well over 50-plus points. I mean, the team, the bench by itself scored the same amount of points at the Los Angeles Lakers.
So what do you think about the Lamar Odom, Andrew Bynum incident?
That both, was horrible.
J.J. Barea and horrible. Against Dirk.
Boy, don't get me started. You know what? I love, I mean, I have to say this. Now, you know, growing up as a kid, you know, I grew up is watching, you know, the Pistons and mm-hmm. the Lakers, you know. And just to know the history of the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, I understand, you know, I always,
with good snitching ass coach.
But,
whatever.
But you see, I grew up, you know, during, you know, I always say that, you know, basketball has lost that toughness and so on.
Right.
But there's one thing to be tough, and there's unnecessary stuff. Mm-hmm. What Odom did is what he did.
Right.
But what Bynum did
was
horrible. Totally
yeah,
uncalled
against
for.
J.J. Barea, because you also see what went down with Rondo over there in Boston.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not trying
anything
to hurt somebody.
Anything can happen. I mean, how do you do that to a guy who's up in the air and then you're going to throw an
right.
elbow
he
at him? But you saw what
Dirk.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, you saw what Dirk did.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people weren't paying attention with Dirk. Man, when what's his name passed by, Dirk turned around and said, the beep you doing?
Sorry, me, I'm gonna,
and you know, before the game, they find Phil Jackson $35,000
right.
from the day before
right.
for hitting Powell in the chest. Should have smacked him in the head. Boy. Absolutely great win for your Dallas Mavericks. Now they're awaiting the next team, the next game between Oklahoma and Memphis.
Boy, you got it. I'm talking about the Monday game they played against each other. When it's a triple overtime. You talk about everything that could possibly go right and wrong went on at that game. I'm
That's
telling
right.
you. But like I said, Oklahoma did take care of business on that one. And right now, it's do or die for Memphis.
Right.
It's really right at this point, it's do or die.
Are yeah. they playing in Oklahoma or Memphis?
They're playing in Oklahoma for game five.
Well, then it's over for Memphis. Because if you want to talk about a fan base,
yeah.
Oklahoma are diehard fanatics.
Yes, diehard.
They were going in together to try to purchase the New Orleans team back, you know, when New Orleans
yeah.
was playing in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That's how bad they wanted a sports franchise because they only had – OU,
yeah.
really.
And in the end, they've been trying to get a team for the past almost
right.
10, 12 years.
Yeah, it's been
but
a
they,
long time.
But the NBA always kept on saying, oh, you're a small market,
mm-hmm.
you're not big enough.
Yeah.
And they just needed an opportunity. Now, granted, it was you know, the situation was kind of messed up because New Orleans had to come there because of the
right.
Katrina thing. But when they did, I mean, you're talking about a sellout. They sold out every
yes,
home game, the whole entire
Well, whoever comes to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, we are totally behind those Dallas Mavericks.
Get it right
That's
now.
Right.
Historic webcast went on April 30th, the first ever on ESPN. They ran a women's full-contact football game between the Columbus Comets and the Pittsburgh Passion. The Pittsburgh Passion won that game 17-0 over the Columbus Comets. So look like we're moving in the right direction
mm-hmm.
here, guys.
It's getting more notoriety, thank God, you know.
Yeah.
I saw a game on another show a couple of weeks ago as well, and that
right.
was the WFAA. It was the Las Vegas Showgirls against, I forget what the other team was.
Right, yeah, that was. I think that was
yeah.
that segment off of ESPN. But it came on, if you have DirecTV, it came on channel 659. Root Sports is what it's called. But the Lone Star Mustangs defeated the Tulsa Eagles over the weekend 40-0.
All right, Mustangs.
So, Jackie, you're getting into those Mustangs,
Yes,
huh?
I am. They're a very talented team, and they're also very talented individuals outside of the team. So, yes, I'm very impressed by them, as
yeah.
well as their ownership.
Yeah.
Awesome.
J-Mac, what went down with that Pacquiao-Sugar Shane Mosley fight? They say Sugar Shane mailed it in.
Man, this one thing, like I said before, there's one thing to get beat. Then there's another thing getting your ass beat.
That's right.
now, of course, you know, Mosley, you know, he went into the fight. He just didn't come out the same
he
way.
He just went to get a check. He should have had a mask on because he was robbing him that night.
Boy, he needed more than just a mask. Boy,
yep.
I tell you, he needed help. I mean, but you know what?
He was just trying
was
not to get hurt.
Taking one for the team.
Taking one for the bank account.
But,
boy. That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
One for the team.
But you know what?
That's
everybody
right.
still talks about this. You
right.
know, everybody's going to continue to talk about it. It's a simple fact that it's Mayweather.
Right.
Mayweather Pacquiao.
Mayweather has legal troubles, though.
Right. And people are asking, when are they going to fight? When is it going to take? What is it going to
mm-hmm.
take? It's going to take Mayweather to stay his butt out of trouble, one.
And who was it that didn't want to do the blood testing? Was that Pacquiao?
Originally, it was Pac-Man that didn't want to do the testing before the fight.
Right.
And then he went ahead and agreed to it. And then all of a sudden, Mayweather kind of backed down and said, well, we got to get the money situation right. I want it to be 60-40.
Right.
Then that came an issue. Then they finally somewhat decided, okay, we may want to do the fight. Then all of a sudden, Mayweather wants to threaten his baby mama and his kids. So. Right. And that's my boy.
Jackie, real quick, say something about good snitching ass Kobe. Break it down for you. The reason the Lakers lost is because Kobe Bryant went and snitched to his wife that Pau Gasol had a little tete-a-tete going on the side. Now, Pau Gasol had just got, engaged. This was his fiancée. Yeah, okay. Now, Kobe's wife goes and tells Pau's fiancée that Pau is creep, 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 tipping on the side. Okay. Now, here's the thing, we'll go with that. Okay. Kobe snitched on Shaq. Okay. Dry snitching. Shaq did it. So once and again, here's the executive vice president of PushGapRadio.com who handles all of your entertainment at the Lone Star Mustang Games, Jackie O. Tell us about good snitching ass Kobe.
Ligger fan.
First of all, Kobe would be a girl's best friend.
A girl's best friend.
But second of all, Pal should not have been doing anything with another woman, especially after he's, proposed to this fiance of his.
Exactly.
If he's in love, he should be monogamous. But that's neither here nor there. He did it. It was done. Kobe shouldn't have opened his mouth, but he did. But the main thing is, when you go to work, you leave your personal business outside that door.
That's right.
You go in.
The show must
go
on.
The work, it has to be done. And then when you finish working, then you go back outside, you pick your personal business up, and you have at it. You don't bring your personal business onto the job.
That is real talk on that. And you know what? And I want youngsters, upcoming stars, women's football, whoever, whatever personal stuff you got going on stays out in the parking lot. But when you go into the field, when you get on the field, you get on the court, business is business.
Business is business.
Because you got to take care of your business. Because if you lose, especially the way the Lakers lost,
right,
the way they lost that game. Now, granted, I've been saying this from jump that this Maverick team was built to beat the Los Angeles Lakers, and I knew that it was going to be a tough battle.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just didn't expect what the result was. I mean, that was just flat out embarrassing. I mean, you got people that normally don't even watch basketball watching this game, and I'm getting messages. Hey, Mac. Dang, your team is beating them bad.
And then think about if one of them gets injured when it's time, while they're in the off season or once they go back into practice. Who's going to want them?
When we come back, we have an interview with Coach Mike. Also, ex-Mustangs football player Ebony Jones. We caught up with her. We'll see what she has to say. And me and J-Mac will get you caught up with all the stats and standings in the Women's Football Alliance. We're PushGapRadio.com. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford, for the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. We might be kicking Jackie out because she might be like Kobe. She might be a snitch.
Snitch.
We're PushGapRadio.com.
Embodied in the Pledge of Allegiance is hope for and trust in our nation. Daily, children come together with their dreams and recite this pledge. Navy volunteers recognize these same children as our future. This is why they tutor and encourage children in classrooms across America. Because given the importance of education, shouldn't we pledge our allegiance to America's students? Make your pledge to our children to join the men and women of the Navy who serve our country at home, in our communities, and on the high seas. Call 1-800-USA-NAVY. That's 1-800-USA-NAVY. Or visit the Navy's website at www.NavyJobs.com. The United States Navy, serving America twice.
For all the scores, highlights, and updates on the Lone Star Mustang, we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Cherry Inspirations. For a photography studio you can trust, call Cherry Inspirations. Cherry Inspirations make professional quality portraits accessible and affordable for families across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. At Cherry Inspirations, we offer quality and professional digital photographs, from baby pictures to weddings to family portraits. Let Cherry Inspirations capture life's special moments. To have photographs is to live life twice. For affordable digital photography with heart, call Sheila Cherry today at 972-835-1236 or just log on to cherryinspirations.com.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I am your host, Clifton Shackelford, sitting in with our very own J-Mac. And like we told you over before the break, we were kicking all snitches out. As you know, over the past weekend, the Lone Star Mustangs played the Tulsa Eagles, defeated them 42-0. And Jennifer Hall had the opportunity to get there for some reps. And J-Mac, break down some of the stats that went on in that game.
All right, now Jennifer Hall, she did her thing 6-for-12. She went 50%. Her longest throw was 32 yards. Threw for two touchdowns. Her rating was actually a 118. She was throwing the football. She did pretty good.
Right.
Now, as far as the rushing game, it seemed like everybody and their mama was playing the running game.
It was a jailbreak.
Boy, I'm telling you, Iris Johnson, J.J. Jones, Caitlin Carter. I mean,
and congratulations to Caitlin Carter. She's a captain now. So we salute you, ma'am.
Salute, that's right. Now, Johnson, she did bust out with 9 carries with 91 yards. Jones also had 7 carries with 72 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them also got 2 touchdowns each. Now, I can continue to go on and on.
Well, yeah, because, you know, Coach was talking about, you and I talked about that before we came out of the break, about the mercy rule.
Yeah.
And in the next patter set, or the next time we talk, you'll hear Coach Mike's outlook on that. We have an interview with him. But what were you telling me about the mercy rule, Jimmy?
Please. These are professionals.
Mm-hmm.
These are professionals. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I want to make sure, I'm going to say it clear.
I'm listening.
These are professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have a mercy rule?
Yeah.
They're not.
Well, you know, you do have some teams that are young and some teams that are just getting together.
Okay, so they're Little League then.
No.
They're the YMCA.
No, they are not the YMCA.
They're the PSA.
No, they're not the PSA.
Okay, I can understand that.
Right.
These are professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody's thinking about anybody's, and nobody's feeling, you know, thinking about when it comes to college football games.
Right, right.
They be having scores 50, 70, 80 points to 7.
Right.
Okay, and that's college, but they're not. But yet, we should have a mercy rule for them, though, because.
Yeah. So you're not for the mercy rule?
No, because you have to look at it like this. The WFA
mm-hmm.
is not only goes by wins and losses, mm-hmm. but it also goes by the point system.
Right.
Okay, so you bust out.
To make the playoffs.
Right. So you, all right, you limit. You say, okay, you can only score this amount of points
right.
on this team. Okay.
And now, I might need 3 more points.
And I might need 3 more just to get into the playoffs.
Right.
Okay, now, let's say just kind of kicks and giggles.
Kicks and giggles.
Okay. Let's say a team is blowing teams out,
mm-hmm.
all right, except for one game that they don't blow a team out and they only
mm-hmm.
get X amount of points.
Right.
All right. They hit the max every time except for one. All mm-hmm. right, there's another team that does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they max out the whole entire time.
Right.
And they're in the same division. And only one of those teams is able to get into the playoff
mm-hmm.
bracket. The team that got that's minus 3 points or 1 point, you're done.
Right.
So how fair
wow.
is that? And also at the same time,
mm-hmm.
Step your game up.
Speaking of stepping your game up, let's get some of those defensive stats broke down.
Now, on the defensive side, I got to give credit where credit is due. Alex Harvey.
Yeah, Alex Harvey.
Harvey, you know, she also had a sack. Also on the interceptions, the defense, you had two picks that got ran back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, once again, we also have a couple of fumbles. J-Mac also had some fumbles. Ebony.
Fumble recoveries.
Yes, fumble recoveries.
Okay.
I'm calling
it. Yeah,
okay.
You got to give credit where credit is due.
Right. All right. And also, that was another. That's J-Mac had two touchdowns off of fumble.
So what are you saying? All J-Macs are great or something?
Exactly.
Big shout out to you there, J-Mac.
Already. Also, Natasha Somerville, she also had a forced fumble as well.
Mm-hmm.
And back to what I was saying
right.
before the Diamond game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is the fact that you can't really pick just one person on this defense.
Right.
The defense has to step their game up. Mm-hmm. And also remember what I also said before, from last week's show.
Mm-hmm.
What did I say? I said it's going to be hell to pay because lost that game.
Like we said in the beginning of the show, feel sorry for those Tulsa Eagles. Know that they were going up there. And, again, like your spouse. You get mad at your girl or mad at your man or your significant other. Again, you run into other people and you take it out on them. And, you know, that was probably kind of the case here. But, again, confidence should still be up. I'm really looking forward to that Dallas Diamonds rematch.
Because you know what? The only way you can find out how good you really are is if you go up against a team that is – equal or better than you.
Right.
And right now, already showing that the Diamonds have already proven at this point that they are equal and better. Record-wise, they're showing that they are better.
Right.
But I still say that the Mustangs, during that game, they really lost that game. They had too many opportunities to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, at this point, they got to prove that they can compete with this team, because you lose one too many games, you're done.
And that's going to be the same thing this weekend that Coach Mike was saying during his interview with the Houston Power. Now, depending on who loses this game, you're looking at perhaps falling out of contention for the playoffs. You know?
Right.
So that thing you're saying about the mercy rule and whatnot, where points apply and things of that nature, have to be real cautious right now. The Lone Star Mustang Show, with your host Clifton Shackelford and our very own sportsman J-Mac. The Lone Star Mustangs play at Pennington Field, which is located at 1501 Central Drive in Bedford. For more ticket information, you can log on to www.lonestarmustangs.com. So that defense is looking real good out there, but of course they're always good, that Lone Star Mustang D.
Secondary is, you know, of course, you know, that's my thing.
Right.
You know, the secondary is my thing. But they have a really good, strong front line.
Right.
They have a really good group in their linebackers, especially with Captain Hall. You know, that's my girl right there. You know what I mean?
Hall.
She's a beast.
Right.
She's a flat-out beast. Plus, she's the captain of the team. And you know what? I remember the interview that we had after the Diamonds game, and I asked her about, well, you know, I know you're not really the more of the rah-rah. You're not really like that. But, you know, on the field, you just kick ass.
Just do it quietly.
And, you know, but she was – and that was something that she said that she was going to address. She said, you know what, I'm really not the cheerleader type, you know, but that's something I'm going to have to be more, you know, more vocal, you know, and that's something that she said she was going to start doing more.
Right.
And apparently it showed, because they went out there and they whipped some tail.
And annihilated,
Yeah, because, you know – you can only, like I said before, you're only as good as you think you are.
Right.
And if the Lone Star Mustangs think that they're better, they can win all their games.
So what do you think about that television exposure that was on ESPN?
Loving it.
Yeah.
Loving it. Because it gives other – because right now, when you think about – when you sit there and think about women's football,
right,
the first thing that people come to mind is the one only league that everybody thinks about is the lingerie team.
The lingerie. And they're giving the league a bad name. I mean, with all the hard work that the Women's Football Alliance is laying down, not saying that there's not an audience for lingerie ball, but this is not lingerie football. So for those of you who are just listening in and perhaps don't know much or anything at all about women's football, this is definitely not the same thing. They play by NFL rules. You know, this is hard-hitting football, because once you – strap on that chin strap, baby. Football is football.
Football is football, because, you know, I mean, granted, the lingerie league is what it is.
Right.
All right, we can just be real about it, okay?
That's right.
They do what they do. But me personally, I mean, I look at the lingerie team as arena football.
Right.
Which I love arena football.
Yeah, arena football is hard hitting.
Right, and it's very fast.
Right.
But I like real hardcore contact football.
Right.
Real football, busting head football,
you know.
Bill Gates going down the field football.
That's right.
You know, but it gives them the exposure. It shows that, you know what, women can play real football.
Exactly.
They can play. Yeah, and they don't.
They're
have,
passionate
I mean,
about it.
And not only just that, but it also shows that you know, with the lingerie, it shows that they're just sexy.
Right.
That sex appeal.
And sometimes ain't nothing wrong with that. Now we're going to get into the standings.
Now, as far as the standings right now, the Diamonds, of course, they're up in the division right now.
And the Dallas Diamonds are new to the Women's Football Alliance,
which they are 3-0 right mm-hmm. now. Now, point-wise, right now, the Lone Star Mustangs are pretty much they're good. With 95 points, only giving up 19 points. So,
and the Mustangs are 3-1.
Right, and Mustangs are 3-1. And right now, you know, the way that the Austin Outlaws, mm-hmm. I'm not really concerned with them right at this point.
Right, at 1-4.
No offense, right? But but right now, they're just in a bad situation. They're going up against the Lone Star Mustangs and the Diamonds, and those two teams are pretty tough.
And what division is that the Houston Power is in?
The Houston Powers are considered in the Gulf Division.
Right.
So right now they are 2-1.
Yeah.
They're in their division. They're also having to go up against the New Orleans Blaze. Mm-hmm. And point wise, they know how to score.
And the Blaze is 3-1.
Right. And the Houston Powers, they know how to score points.
Right.
And so therefore, they have 70 points, mm-hmm. and that's huge.
Right. Right.
But you also have to look at it like this, though. The same thing what I said about the Lone Star Mustangs, mm-hmm. is when you're going up against a team, a real team that has got their stuff together.
That's right.
That's when you find out how good you really are.
Right, right.
And so that is going to be a test. Mm-hmm. Offense, is your offense better than my defense, or is my defense better than your defense?
So compare those numbers there for the Houston Power and the Lone Star Mustangs. Break them down by each stat there.
Okay, like I said, Houston Powers is 2-1. They score at least 70 points. They're scoring 70 points and giving up 45. Right now they're 2-0, and they're 0-1 on the road. So that means that that doesn't really mean too much on the road because you've only played one road game.
That's right.
So you really can't say.
But that's
too
not
much
really
about
a barometer as to
right.
what they would actually do.
Right. Conference wise, they're 2-1, mm-hmm. and so the only game that they the game that they probably lost, what they lost was against the in their conference. It looks to be that it was the New Orleans Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, as far as the Lone Star Mustangs, of course, they're 3-1. They're scoring 95 points and giving up 19. Now those 19 points are pretty much against most of those points was those points was against the the Diamonds. Right now they're 1-1 at home. They're 2-0 on the road. They're 3-1 in their conference, mm-hmm. but I'm not too. My only thing is they need to know how to step it up a notch.
Right.
They done got their butt kicked the other week.
Right.
Against a team that really went in there and they just went in there and played like, we don't care what you think, what you're doing, what you did last year.
Right.
We
right.
got this foot and we gonna put it in you.
You say they were playing J Mac like they already said this is our house.
Exactly. So,
but yeah, you got to keep your chin up though, And the ladies have done that; they're proving that week in and week out as they go forward. The win against the Tulsa Eagles was impressive. Again, you're going up against next the Houston Power. And when we come back, we're going to get you more stats and highlights on the WSA 2010 National Champion Lone Star Mustangs. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford, for the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show, along with your boy, J-Mac, as he likes to say,
Chush.
Tired of talking about living a healthier life? That'sFit.com is the place for you. That'sFit.com has everything you need to know about dieting, exercise, and living longer. Read about the super secret fitness routines of your favorite stars, or start a blog of your own. There are reviews of exercise equipment, nutritional supplements, and fad diets. Tools to calculate what's the perfect workout and diet routine for you, and more. So don't just sit there. You can't wish your way to better health. Start typing That'sFit.com.
The odds of your child touching the stars are out of this world. But the chances are more than 1 in 4 your baby isn't fully protected from childhood diseases. Keep his baby shots on schedule. Ask your doctor at every visit. Give your child the chance to be whatever he wants. A public service message from the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In Montana, call 1-800-232-2522. That's 1-800-232-2522.
Stupid boy.
Oh, man.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford, sitting in with our sports director, Jay Mack. We're about to get into our interview with Coach Mike Ellington. Coach Mike, sounds like he's kind of tired. It's been a lot of running around the last few months, huh?
Well, yeah, I can understand. You know, after coming off a big loss against the Diamonds and turning around and making a nice little trip.
Mm-hmm. Up to Oklahoma, Tulsa.
And just relieving their anger and their frustration out on Tulsa. Yeah, I can kind of understand that. And plus, it has to turn around and get ready for another.
What were you
game.
Saying about Coach Davis?
Oh yeah, now Coach Davis, the secondary coach of the Lone Star Mustangs. We had a nice little talk, and we were sitting there talking about. How the secondary had to come up big in that Diamonds game.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they were going to have, I believe, 4 picks.
Right.
Well, they got 1, and he owed me 3.
Right. He owed you 3.
Apparently, he got his 3 and some.
Well, number 82, Daniela Atiano, had 2 interceptions.
That's 2.
For 54 and 30 and a touchdown.
Right.
And number 51, Yo Grant, had an interception for 9 and 9, respectively, and a touchdown.
So he did get my 4.
He got 3.
No, he owed me 4 picks.
Okay.
You know, he got 1 in against the Diamonds, and he got 3 in Tulsa. So he
so
got,
made up for that. Huh?
He made up. He owed me a he's still behind his payments.
Coach, though. Don't let J Mac call you out like that, man. Well, we're going to get into our interview with Coach Mike Ellington. Also, later on in the show, we're going to have that interview that we had with Ebony Jones. We caught up with her, and she had a very interesting outlook on what was going on in women's football. J Mac and Clifton Shackelford hanging out with you on the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show in Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth, with a small but mighty PushGapRadio.com. PushGapRadio.com. Dallas, baby. Okay, so we're talking with Coach Mike Ellington from the Lone Star Mustangs. Okay, Coach, so we were talking about the score. It was 40-0, Lone Star Mustangs over the Tulsa Eagles. And you say you guys kind of ran it up to 80-0. What was up with that?
It was something like that. The 40-0 score is the one that gets reported because that's the maximum number of points that can be gained toward playoff spreads.
Oh, okay.
And so that's all that really needs to be reported. We're not out to try to embarrass anybody or anything like that. At some point during the game, if we determine it has gotten out of hand,
right.
The other team can concede, and then we, offer them the 40-point spread, and then we get to continue to practice. Basically, we get to, continue the scrimmage, continue to get everybody experience, and do those things, and then try to keep everybody from getting injuries at the same time, and move on to the next game.
So, Coach, did you guys do anything different this game than you did from your last game?
Not a whole lot, but we did get to do a lot of running with some of the players that haven't spent a lot of time on the field up to this point. For example, number 44, Irish Johnson, who had only had, I believe, 3 or 4 carries up to this point, got 9 carries for 91 yards and had 2 touchdowns. So we got her some good time. All of our running backs got good time out there. We did a little bit of passing here and there, which it's kind of funny because some people would say that, you're running up the score or something when you're passing.
Right, right.
Actually, with us, you saw how many passes we dropped against the Dallas Diamonds. It was probably the best thing for them. Once we had a running clock, we went to do some passing and, work on some of our own game there a little bit. And, we had Jennifer Hull actually pulled out, had a passer rating of 118.1 this time, which is quite a bit, you know, quite a bit better than some of our past performances.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good to see. But it was a good time to get everybody a little piece of the action. Put it that way.
So, Coach, I'm going to ask you about the mercy rule. 2 weeks ago, we had Emory Hunt on from footballgameplan.com. We asked him about the mercy rule, and he said that when he was coming along that his team had got beaten very badly and that they had to go back to the drawing board to work on getting better. He said that that should inspire you. But so what's your outlook on the mercy rule since you were just kind of in that situation? Do you feel that, like you said, that they take the 40-point spread or, you know, should they just go back to the drawing board?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that's kind of a combination of both.
Right.
To me, you know, I'm kind of in a unique situation in this case because not only am I the head coach of the Mustangs and everything, but, you know, my wife owns
the
Tulsa team as well. Both sides, we felt both sides mm-hmm. during that game. But what was interesting to watch in that game is that the Tulsa team has had, you know, their share of coaching issues and stuff this season, and they're working through them. They're a very dedicated bunch of girls, and they're working really hard. And they were actually wanting to learn from our players, and our players were willing to work with them on the field. So it was a good experience for both teams in the sense that, the Tulsa team got to learn a lot. And they do have to go back to the drawing board. They got to learn about what they have and what they don't have and learn how to use that to their advantage. I think this first year they've gotten, one of the tougher schedules in the league, you know, going up against teams like Austin that have been around for 10 years and, you know, us who won a national championship last year and, you know, they're going to go up against the Dallas Diamonds here later on. They played Memphis who, you know, hadn't lost a game yet. And, you know, so they've got a pretty good tough schedule going on and they've just got to stay dedicated, keep working. And next year will be better, and each year after that will be better.
So you guys have the Houston Power coming up May 14th.
Yes, we do.
What are you thinking about that game? You played them last season, correct?
Yes, we've played them 5 times in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The first year we played them, well, I say that, but it was actually a different team name that first year.
Right.
So... Sorry, Janelle, didn't mean to say that. It was the Houston Cyclones. Janelle's the owner of the Power. So, go Mustangs, by the way.
Go Mustangs. If
she's listening, we have a little thing going about.
That's right.
Get on the phone. I have to throw out that Go Mustangs before she throws out Go Power rather quickly. This game should be a really good, hard-hitting game. We watched the first game between Houston and Dallas, and it was a pretty good game up until the fourth quarter, and they lost some momentum there and had a hard time there at the end of the game. But they have a really fast defense. You know, we're looking forward to getting some good work against them and getting ready for the one the next week as well against the Diamonds. But this is going to be basically like a playoff game for both teams.
Right.
If either one of us lose this game, it could mean that we're out of the playoffs.
So are they undefeated at the current time?
Houston is not undefeated. They were – let me think about this for a second. Hold on.
Well, let me fill in for you, Coach, just in case you're hearing this interview. Okay, we already interviewed Coach afterwards, so we probably already told you ahead of time if they were undefeated.
Houston is not undefeated.
Okay,
they played the Diamonds their first game of the season and lost to them.
Okay.
So that's their one loss.
All right, Coach, over the weekend, the Columbus Comets and the Pittsburgh Passion were on DirecTV, Comcast, Root Sports.
Yes.
A very historic moment, first ever on ESPN. They had a woman's full-contact football team. Did you get the opportunity to see that or hear anything about it?
I did hear about it, but we were in the middle of our own nasty mess there at Pennington Field that night.
Right.
But, yeah, we definitely are aware of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
T-Con, with the owner of the Pittsburgh Passion, has been really good at working through situations and getting her team on television in the regional area.
Right.
And she was able to use the connections she has and everything else and get that game on good national television, which is great. It's a great thing for women's football, and we appreciate her doing that.
First time ever on ESPN, women's full contact football. That game was won by the Pittsburgh Passion over the Columbus Comets 17-0. So, Coach, have you been getting any rest?
not very much.
Not very much. Huh?
No. This is not the time for rest. We'll do that when the season's over.
That's what that is. That is Coach Mike Ellington of the Women's Football Alliance 2010 champion Lone Star Mustangs. Coach, appreciate you jumping on, baby.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
See you Saturday.
All right.
Bye now. Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs. Wait a minute. You bring us back in, J-Mac.
That's how I bring it in.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football
you
Show.
Asked for it.
I am your host, Clifton Shackleford, along with our sports director, J-Mac. So we're talking about Franco Harris, and also you have a guy here, Darnell Stapleton from the Pittsburgh Steelers. He won a Super Bowl with them in 2009. So now you have NFL players getting behind women's football.
Well, you know, it's good to know that what I like about the fact what I like about the WFA is you don't hear people hollering, screaming about money this, money that, this and that, what I got. No, it's all about the game.
Right.
And that's what I love about
the passion league. Of the game. Exactly.
Yeah, you don't hear anybody talking about money. It's all about the league. It's all about what we can do.
That's right. That's right. And you have the guy, Darnell Stapleton, again. He's with the New York Sharks. And as the Steelers' right guard in 2009 Super Bowl, he ended up with bad knees. That's what ended his playing career. But now he's the head coach of the New York Sharks. He started at right guard again. That helped the Steelers win a Super Bowl. Now he's starting the next chapter in his life at 25 years old with bad knees. He is being paid, but his players are not. In fact, they have to pay to play, just like all teams in the Women's Football Alliance, and help the owner and former quarterback Andre Douglas subsidize the team. Now, they pay between $725 to $925 just to pay, and that's dependent on experience with the Sharks.
Wow.
And they have 45 players, ranging age from 22 to 21, and again, most of them work full-time jobs. He's also been the offensive coordinator. And he's borrowed some plays from the Steelers that he runs with them. See, you know what I'm saying? Franco Harris is up there. He has a commercial for the Pittsburgh Passion out there on YouTube.
Yeah.
Now Darnell Stapleton. So, you know, you got a lot of people that are getting involved with this. Fast moving.
Yeah, I mean, it's because of the passion. There's money to be made. Granted, I know I was earlier saying, you know, it's not about the money, but there is money there. I mean, it's just like...
Hey, life boils down to money. That's not even play.
That's
but, you know,
real.
Yeah,
but,
overall.
You know, it's just like the WNBA.
Right.
You
right.
know, it's coming up.
Same
you
business
know?
Model.
So, I mean, it's it's pretty much the same thing. But I love the fact that about it's the passion again.
That's right.
Because I think we've lost the passion. Passion of the game. Rather, it's NBA, WNBA, the NFL, or the WFA. It's all about the passion. That's why whenever I teach basketball to youngsters,
right.
boys too,
That's
young
right.
boys, I always tell them, you know, I ask them who are their favorite players and how they play. Oh, I play like I cross people over like Iverson, and I post up, and then I turn around and I say, okay. You want to learn how to play the basics?
Mm-hmm.
Watch a WNBA game.
Right.
Those are basics.
Right.
They will teach you fundamentals. Once you learn fundamentals, then you can do what you think. You do your thing.
Or as my old man used to say, learn the job first, then learn the ropes later.
Right.
Okay. We were talking about blowouts earlier in the show. We're going to go through some scores here, and we're going to get your input, Mac Man. All right. Starting out, the Boston Militia. Beat the New England Nightmare 62-0.
Step your game up.
Northeastern Nitro against the DC Divas. DC Divas 77, Northeastern Nitro 0.
Get the coloring books.
Philadelphia Liberty Bells 28 to the Keystone Assaults 12.
Good game.
Cleveland Fusion 54 over the Pittsburgh Force 0.
Okay.
All righty then. The Columbus Comets 36 over the Erie Illusion 7. Kansas City Tribe over the Chicago Force beat the Kansas City Tribe 34-26. That was a good game.
That was a good game.
St. Louis Slam 36, West Michigan Mayhem 6.
West Michigan.
Okay, well, J-Mac is from Michigan. What city?
Grand Rapids, Gun Roo, baby.
That's what they say. The Toledo Rain over the Dayton Diamonds, 63-0.
Okay, now you see, that's what I'm talking about. I know they're going to put a limit to this, mm-hmm. you know, with these blowouts. And my only thing is this. Mm-hmm. You got to step your game up. I mean, I don't care if it's my team or not.
Right.
I mean, if the Lone Star Mustangs get their back blown out,
yeah.
then they just get their back blown out because we all know that Coach Mike is gonna put a realignment on that.
That's right. The Savannah Sabres, 7, over the Carolina Raging Wolves, 6. That was a very close game.
Yes.
Central Florida Anarchy, 41, over the Gulf Coast Riptide, 14. The Palm Beach Punisher, 16. The Tampa Bay Pirates, 8. The Wisconsin Wolves, 20. Kansas City Spartans, 8. The Minnesota Machine, 6, over the Nebraska Stampede, 0. Now, that had to be a real good game, I think.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's what I'm saying. Is if you're gonna be, if your team is competitive, mm-hmm. if you prepare your team to win instead of just prepare a team,
right?
You have good games, but in order to have to prepare yourself to have a good game, mm-hmm. sometimes you do gotta lose.
You play like you practice.
Exactly, because it's gonna show. Oh, trust me, trust me.
It is going to show. The Dallas Diamonds 31 over the Austin Outlaws 21.
You know what? Now, I was actually surprised how high they gave, I mean, how many points the Dallas Diamonds actually gave up.
They're allowed for the Outlaws?
Yeah.
I kind of looked at that when you pointed that out.
Yeah, because I was really shocked that they gave up that many points. But, I mean, because the Outlaws, I mean, don't get me wrong, the Outlaws are a good team, but they're a decent team.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have a bit of a passing game, on the running game.
Right,
but
right.
at the same time, it seems like they're not developed yet. They're mm-hmm. still missing 3 or 4 pieces. So they're getting there, but they're not completely there.
Or like they say, maybe next year. The Little Rock the Little Rock Wildcats 38 over the Acadian Zydeco 8. The Bay Area Bandits 36, Portland Fighting Philly 0. The Silver State Legacy 44 over the Utah Blitz 0. Pacific Warriors 56, the Las Vegas Showgirls 6.
Now the Las Vegas Showgirls have kind of
fallen off.
They fell off. I mean, you go from being competitive.
That's Coach Dion Lee down there. Big shout out to you who put up the Women's Tackle Football Group .ning.com. So go check that out.
But like I said, you know, they're going through a transitional phase right now. I mean, they don't even have the same players. You know, so therefore, they're going through a change.
Yeah, it's shaking up.
It's typical.
Yeah. Central Cal War Angels 40 over the Los Angeles Amazons 0. The SoCal Scorpions 12 against the San Diego Sting 6. And that was an overtime game.
Yeah, that was a defensive game right mm-hmm. there. I mean, just flat out. I mean, nobody was moving the football.
Nobody. The San Diego Surge 55, the Arizona Assassins 20, and the Lone Star Mustangs 40 over the Tulsa Eagles 0.
Now,
the score was higher than that, of course. But
of
again,
course.
Like you were saying about the Mercy Rule earlier.
But, you know, my thing is, okay, there was one of those games. It was like, 62 to...
Right.
Well,
right.
I forgot what
Let me
team.
See. Well, we had one that was 63-0. That was the Toledo
right
Rain over the Dallas.
It was like DC. It was the DC...
The DC Divas
yes.
was 77
okay.
against the Northeastern Nitro 0.
Okay, now, here's my thing. Mm-hmm. How were they able to score 77 points? But then when the Lone Star Mustangs dropped the hammer, they scored 80-some points.
You're champions. It's like when you were little and you were running against the older guys. What, they give you a head start, you know, 2-3.
It don't matter.
Step head start. Yeah.
Give them 8 points.
Yeah. But I figure they're a young team, you know.
Hey, you know what? I know I'm the only child. But, you know, I know that.
Right.
But with every family reunion, when we used to play ball out in the farm, okay?
That's right.
There was no, oh, he's younger. No, you go down the hole, you guess what? You getting your stuff swatted, okay? You got to step your game up.
To all our potential sponsors, we would like to thank you for taking time to explore the sponsoring opportunities for the Lone Star Mustangs women's football team for their third season. We would be honored as a matter of fact, to have your company as an official team sponsor of the Lone Star Mustangs. Our team is a women's full contact tackle football team that plays in the Women's Football Alliance, the WFA. Most recently, they completed the 2010 season 12-0, undefeated, and won the national championship in the WFA. The league has over 60 teams throughout the U.S., and they're really excited about the 2011 season. Now, for more information on how you can become a sponsor to get tickets, to also sponsor players, hit them up at www.LoneStarMustangs.com.
Now, don't get me wrong. I know I'm coming a little hard on teams and stuff and saying, you know, what they need to
But that's
in.
Your job. You're media. You're supposed to be unbiased, really. Right. We're not. We're Mustang homers, but, right. you know, we still have to, it is what it is.
But you know me, Shaq. You know, that's we've right. known each other for some time.
Yeah.
And you know how I am. I'm going to tell it how it is.
That's what that is.
You know, I don't care who it is. You know, it could be the Lone Star Mustangs. It could be the Dallas Cowboys.
That's
it could
right.
be the Rangers. It could be the Mavericks. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel.
That's right.
And so, rather it's the Mustangs, the Diamonds, or the West Michigan, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
it
matter.
It is what it is. You know?
That's because, right.
And that's how I feel. I mean, a good example is, you know, you could tell, you could sit there and tell a 4-year-old to stop touching the oven. Don't touch the oven. It's hot. Don't touch the oven. It's really hot.
Right.
You're going to burn yourself. I guarantee you, 9 out of 10 times.
They're going to touch that oven.
Exactly.
When we come back, we're going to have our interview with Ebony Jones, ex-player from the Lone Star Mustangs. She's up there in New York right now, and we're going to catch all the things going on with her. The Lone Star Mustang, become a follower, become a listener, become a fan. We're pushgapradio.com. North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider of the reigning 2010 Women's Football Alliance National Champion, Lone Star Mustangs. North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine deals with the special needs of athletes of all ages. Their focus is not only on the treatment of sports-related injuries, but also on their prevention. They are board-certified and trained physicians and experts in the treatment of almost any musculoskeletal problem. Their facilities are equipped with MRI, radiology suites, and rehabilitation. Their MRI scanner is a state-of-the-art hospital-grade MRI. At North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are committed to the belief that the same quality care available to professional athletes should be within reach of any athlete at every level and every age. For more information, contact Aubrey.Fisk at 217-481-2121, extension 1053, or just log on to www.ntxortho.com. North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has two locations, one in Grapevine, Texas, and one in Keller, Texas. North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, serving patients in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex since 1990.
My name is Ebony Jones. I'm originally from Kentucky, but I came to New York City through Texas, Dallas, Texas. I relocated to Dallas to be a school teacher, and the way that I got to New York, I competed on season 2 of I Want to Work for Diddy. So I came to New York City July of 2009, and I competed for about 40 days and ended up winning the coveted position of assistant to Mr. Sean Combs. And so after Christmas and after all the episodes aired, I relocated, and I wasn't ready to give up the game of football. In Texas, I was introduced to the nine-man league, which was just a touch, like a flag football league. And in that league, I got kicked out a lot for aggressiveness. And so the owner of that league said, hey, there's a team. They're in their inaugural season. They're called the Lone Star Mustangs, and I think you should go try out. So the idea of wearing pads scared me a little bit, but I love this game. I love this game like I love my family. For me, my priorities go God, family, football, then friends. Because football, I mean, that's a complete thing for me. So I played for the Lone Star Mustangs. Phenomenal season, phenomenal introduction to the game of football in pads, and I learned a lot. Came here, couldn't give it up, so I started calling, and it's very ironic because today we scrimmaged the nemesis, and I called them first, and they were not interested. They didn't even want to look at my game film. They didn't. I called several times, and they weren't interested in having me. So they referred me to the New York Sharks, and so the first person that I spoke with was Andre, and here I am, and I love it. I love this game. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's everything that I thought it would be, so no surprises. So now, like, I know Mr. Combs knows what I bring. So now it's the other people that have been there that didn't get the opportunity to get their jobs through a show, to have the whole world watch them. That's who you've got to show. Like, I belong here just like you do.
Mm.
And so next week will be week six, and I think that I've made my point.
I think
they see I'm an asset, you know what I mean, and not a liability. And that's on this team and at my job. So I'm just proving myself. Like, that's what 2010 is about for me, just proving that I belong here in this city. I belong on this team. I belong in that company. I belong, you know?
I'm Natasha Somerville. I play middle linebacker, number 24 for the Lone Star Mustangs. And I do listen to PushGapRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Carter. I'm number 84. I'm going to be playing running back and defensive back. And I'm originally from Wilcox, Arizona.
This is Lynn with the Lone Star Mustangs, women's football champion. PushGapRadio.com, the official hip-hop and R&B internet home of the Lone Star Mustangs.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackleford, sitting in with our sports director and guru, Jay Mack. So we're going to talk about the owners of the two teams, Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington of the Lone Star Mustangs,
a.k.a. also known as Jerry,
and Janelle Wilson, who is the owner of the Houston Power. Janelle here went to Grambling, earned a B.A. in history and an M.S. in administration. She played women's football since 2003, and in 2008 she earned a national championship in the NWFA, and is dedicated to sustaining the integrity of women's sports in Houston. Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington started her first business at age 18 to put herself through college. She has volunteer work with the Women's Housing Coalition. That allowed her to inspire and encourage low-income women to succeed in their day-to-day function. So you have some very phenomenal women and guys, but, you know, Mother's Day just passed, so we're going to bogey up the women.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to see women. Because, I mean, if you think about it, the time, this lets you know that times have changed.
Times have changed.
Because, I mean, there was a point where women couldn't even vote.
Right.
Women didn't have a say. Women couldn't do anything but besides, you know, cook and make babies. And that was pretty much it.
That was pretty much it.
So when you see women Lynn and Wilson.
Janelle Wilson.
Janelle Wilson,
right.
You know, owning, not just being like the secretary. We're talking about running the show.
That's right.
You know, it's very motivating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very inspiring, and it just lets you know that women, that to the young girls, that hey, you know what? Hey, granted, you know, the big boys, you know, the Jerry Jones and the Mark Cubans didn't do
of
stuff.
The world.
We
yeah.
can do the same thing too.
But isn't it a beautiful thing for women to have an outlet for their passion, to love the game like that,
right.
Not to be pigeonholed that because you're a woman you can't play such a violent sport as football.
Right.
People are passionate about different things, and I'm just glad that the opportunity is there to give young women
right.
the chance to go out there and, you know, get that out of their system or to experience that, you know.
Right, because, you know, let's talk about the WNBA.
Right.
Before the WNBA, you know, you had college basketball, women's college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And after college, once they're done with school, they either had to
go to Italy or Europe or somewhere.
Exactly. But when it came to the Olympics, we had a dream team.
Right.
We want you guys to play for us, but we don't want to keep you here. You got to go back overseas.
Right.
And when they started the WNBA, I thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Right.
Because it keeps you from going overseas.
Because remember the movie Love and Basketball?
Yes.
He gave up his career so that he could follow her, you know?
Exactly. Because, I mean, like I said, she went overseas and she ended up coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the WNBA started. It's a wonderful thing that women mm-hmm. are able to express and show
mm-hmm.
that their love of the game instead of just hoping and, well, maybe someday.
Right.
Or, you know, get that Well, you know, I love the passion. I love to play the game of football, mm-hmm. but the only thing they have for us is just being a cheerleader.
Right.
And they have more than that now.
And you know that the Lone Star Mustangs are the reigning 2010 champions of the Women's Football Alliance. Now, don't forget that the championship will be going on here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, July 29th through the 31st, 2011, at Pennington Field in Bedford. On Friday, July 29th, they will be having the WFA Combine, It's Your Lucky Night Poker, and a silent auction. On Saturday, July 30th, they'll have the Owners Meeting, All-American Game, Championship Game, and an after-party celebration. For more information, log on to WFAfootball.com. So, looking forward to the Houston Power game this weekend, huh?
Yes, I am. It's going to be a really good football game. Once again, I know I always say, the only thing I'm really concerned is can the passing game be,
mm-hmm.
can the passing game still be strong? You know, you can't have one week you have a good, strong passing game. The next game, you get beside yourself, and then all of a sudden the passing game just goes away. Another thing is, who are they playing next week? I mean, the following week. They're playing.
Oh, the Mustangs?
Yes.
The Mustangs. Oh, after they play the Houston Power?
They play the Diamonds.
Yeah, after the Houston Powers, it's the Dallas Diamonds.
Okay, now here's the thing.
So three straight home games.
But no, here's what I'm saying. I'm bringing that up because of this. They don't need to overlook
anybody,
especially this team here, this Houston team.
Right.
Okay? This would be considered, quote-unquote, I guess, the trap game.
Mm-hmm.
Because teams that you like to compete against, you know, like the Dallas Diamonds, because they're a rival game, they're a rival
right,
team.
Right.
You know, the Lone Star Mustangs, and it happens to all teams. They tend to forget. Oh yeah, we're gonna focus on that one game. We're gonna focus on that Dallas Diamonds. We're gonna go, and then all of a sudden, they totally forget about the other two teams they got to play before them.
Mm-hmm.
They took care of business in Tulsa. Now they got to take care of business at home when they play Houston, and they cannot forget that this team can come in here and beat them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that same mentality that you had in Tulsa, except you got to bring it home. And now you got to go in there and put foot to booty.
That's right.
A.K.A. also known as FTA. Okay.
And here are the Lone Star Mustangs scoring stats for Week 5. Number 4, Jennifer Hull has 3 touchdowns so far. Number 22, J-Mac has 3.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, my God.
Number 22, J.J. Jones has 2 TDs. Number 44, Iris Johnson has 2 TDs as well. Number 84, Caitlin Carter has 1. Number 2, Casey Korolchak has 1. Number 37, Etta Maytubby has 1. Yo Grant, number 51, has a TD. And number 82, Daniela Atiano, has 1 touchdown as well. A lot of touchdowns were going on out there in Tulsa.
Yeah, only so many were shown. But
were reflected.
Right. So, mercy rule. But
that's right.
If we already know that, like I said, you have to continue to have a good passing game in order for the running game to work. And it shows.
Right.
The numbers don't lie.
That's right.
The numbers just don't lie. We all know that if your passing game is working, your running game is going to dominate.
Don't forget, the Lone Star Mustangs are playing the Houston Power May 14th at 7 p.m. at Pennington Field in Bedford. For more ticket information, you log on to www.LoneStarMustangs.com. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors who kick in to make everything successful for the Lone Star Mustangs. Also to Boomer Jacks, who lets us take over out there in Bedford for the after party game. Now, make sure we catch you out there this weekend at Pennington Field. I want to thank J-Mac for coming out. Say goodbye. That's what that is. And we thank you for tuning in to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm Clifton Shackleford. We will see you guys on Saturday out there in Bedford. Go Mustangs!
Ooh!
Girl, you can't feel it?
PushGapRadio.com.
Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. during the Mustang season to hear the latest episode of the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. Log on to Podomatic.com, keyword search Lone Star Mustangs. Become a listener. Become a follower. Become a fan. It's the best women's football show on the internet. The Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show, hosted by Clifton Shackelford. Only on PushGapRadio.com. Dallas, baby.